This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Brisk polling has been reported in majority of the states where voting is taking place for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections today. 88 parliamentary constituencies spread over 12 states and the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir have been covered in this phase. In Kerala, polling has been held in the single phase for 20 seats. Other states where voting has been held are Karnataka, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Assam, Bihar, West Bengal, Chhattisgarh, Manipur and Tripura. Voting started in most of the constituencies at 7 this morning and will conclude at 6 in the evening. However, timings vary in northeastern states and left-wing extremism-affected areas. A total of 1,202 candidates, along with four candidates from the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, are in the fray in this phase. Here is the voter turnout till 3 p.m. In Kerala, nearly 52%, Karnataka, nearly 51%, Rajasthan, over 50%, Uttar Pradesh, over 44%, Maharashtra, over 43%, Madhya Pradesh, over 46%, Assam, over 60%, Bihar, over 44%, West Bengal, nearly 61%, Chhattisgarh, nearly 64%, Manipur and Tripura, nearly 69%, and Jammu and Kashmir, nearly 58%. The filing of nominations has begun for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections with the issuance of notification today. 49 Lok Sabha seats in 6 states and 2 union territories will be covered in this phase. 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 13 seats of Maharashtra, 7 seats of West Bengal, 5 seats each of Odisha and Bihar, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat each in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh will go to polls in this fifth phase. Meanwhile, scrutiny of nominations for the fourth phase has been taken up today. Monday will be the last day for withdrawal of nominations. Campaigning for the remaining phases of general elections has gained momentum with senior leaders of major political parties crisscrossing the country to garner votes in support of the candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed a public rally at Malda in West Bengal. He said appeasement is the common thing between TMC and Congress for which they can do anything and everything. He also addressed a public meeting in Araria parliamentary constituency in Bihar. Trinamool Congress President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee participated in public meetings at Ghatal and Jhargram parliamentary constituencies today. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will address a rally in Eta district. On the other hand, Congress leaders Jitu Patwari, Vivek Tanka and Arun Yadav will campaign in Burhanpur today. In Madhya Pradesh, senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed public meetings in Ashok Nagar and Rajgarh Lok Sabha constituencies today. State Congress President Jitu Patwari, Rajya Sabha MP Vivek Tanka and former Union Minister Arun Yadav are campaigning in Burhanpur today. They accused the BJP of raising controversial issues to divert attention from basic issues like unemployment and inflation. The Supreme Court of India today rejected the plea seeking 100% cross-verification of electronic voting machines, EVMs, data with voter verifiable paper audit trail, VVPAT records. The verdict was delivered by a bench of Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Datta. Though the cases were reserved for orders on April 18th, they were listed again on April 24th as the bench wanted some technical clarifications from the Election Commission. India-South Korea consultations on disarmament and non-proliferation were held in Seoul today. External Affairs Ministry said the two sides discussed developments in the field of disarmament and non-proliferation relating to nuclear, chemical and biological domains. They also discussed regional non-proliferation issues, outer space security-related matters, conventional weapons including AI in the military domain and multilateral export control regimes. The Indian delegation was led by Joint Secretary Disarmament and International Security Affairs Minister of External Affairs, Muan Pui Saiwi. In IPL cricket today, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Punjab Kings at the Eden Gardens. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.